Sliders, those little guys, those little burgers, those little sliders, so delicious. Either burgers, you can go chicken, you can go whatever you want. You gotta get some sliders. Everyone loves sliders.
If you're not serving a slider on a King's Hawaiian bun, you're not doing it right.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't give me a day-old bun that's like, you know, already stale. Give me a nice...
You don't want Wonder Bread on your slider?
That's not technically a slider. King's Hawaiian. The only way you're making a reputable slider in my mind. Welcome back to WST. This is Big Ben. We got a special episode for you today. We're going to discuss happy hour.
Ooh, the happiest hour of them all. My favorite hour.
In your eyes, hours, right?
It should be hours. Like, it's just not 1 hour.
Well, it depends on when you arrive at happy hour.
True. Remember when?
More on that later. Oh, remember when?
Remember when I went to happy hour? This was just Wednesday. I met some friends. I got there at 5:50. The waitress is like, "What do you want?" I'm like, "I want 2 glasses of wine." "For who else?" I'm like, "It's for me." And then JMO goes, "Should I order two?" I'm like, "No."
Why didn't you have her order two and then you could have taken the second? That's fiscally responsible.
She just couldn't get too turned up, right? It was a school night.
Was it a school night? I guess.
It was Wednesday. We went to a comedy show.
We'll get into the dynamics of happy hour. I think you'll have some commentary on, you know, what to do at happy hour, the do's and don'ts, maybe a few, and then also the dynamics of people that show up at happy hour.
Ooh, there's a lot of people. And a lot of people, happy hour is like a whole Friday night from after work. So when they go to bed at like 2 or 3.
So let me give you the origin of happy hour. So happy hour started, or I guess the first mention of happy hour was actually from William Shakespeare's King Henry V, in which he said, "Therefore, my lords, omit no happy hour, that my furtherance to our expedition." So meaning a period or a scheduled period of entertainment. And then it goes on to state the origin comes more of, it started actually in the Navy when these guys on ships would say, "Hey, we're going to do a weekly smoking club or drinking club during these hours." It then became the happy hour club. This was then carried out primarily by women's social clubs in which they would gather and drink wine. So not much has changed since 1913 to modern day 2000s. And then getting into it, a little more history. I'll give you one guess on this country that actually happy hour is illegal. You'll never get it. Do you want to take a guess? 20 bucks?
Norway?
Come on. I'm telling you, you'll never, close. You'll never guess because it's
Czechoslovakia.
There's a ton of irony in this. No. Irony. That's a lead in.
Uruguay. I have no idea.
Ireland.
Ireland. What?
Exactly.
I thought they would have created happy hour.
They figure that everyone's going to drink all day, so why give them any discount on the beer anyway?
That's a good point.
So effectively, if you're in Massachusetts, apparently, there's a statewide ban on happy hour. So you're not going to get a happy hour. They probably go to Connecticut to go to happy hour. And then oddly enough,
that's where you have to live, like right at the state lines. Sorry, buddy. Going to Connecticut.
All right, let's get into modern day happy hour. How often are you doing happy hour? What's too much and what's too little?
Well, based on line of work and what you do, I feel like, probably every couple weeks.
I feel like in your 20s, I mean, it's kind of odd that the idea of happy hour, there's a very small, I guess, window where you actually think about happy hour.
Yeah.
the kind of window where you're like, okay, I want to go drink tonight. And I have a cubicle, you know, I sit in a cubicle all day. I have some sort of cadence with my coworkers. I have the hots for the girl three cubicles away. I'm going to try to lure her to happy hour.
Yeah.
And it's
and my work is meaningless right now, so I can leave at 4:30.
Oh, so it's really, I think there's probably from 26 to 32.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really think about happy hour. So you're right. I think it's more your line of work. Are you in an office all day cooped up? And does, you know, the bar near your work offer $2 margaritas?
Exactly. If you ever have a Monday meeting, you got to come down Sunday. They've got this place, Izakaya, in Manhattan Beach that does happy hour. Their rolls are unbelievable. It's like half off everything, sake everywhere. Are you a Sapporo or an Asahi drinker?
So Sapporo, they taste both the same to me. I don't know. You tell me, what should I be?
I drink Sapporo, but there are some people who are definitely are Asahi people.
Well, tell me this. How many ounces in each can?
I go big bottle.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
If I'm going to do a couple of sake bombs, I need the big bottle.
Do you know how to do an appropriate sake bomb?
So I empty my water glass because I'm not drinking water, no hydration. And then I put my chopsticks on parallel to the top of the highball glass, put my sake on the side, hit the table, the chopsticks separate, the sake goes in, I drink it down, everyone goes crazy.
Wow. I mean, I think that's par for the course, right?
Yeah.
That's probably 80% of the people, but I think you missed out on a vital portion in which you go, you beat your thighs twice.
Okay.
So, and you go, no, taki, and then you go, drink, sake. And then on the sake, you hit the table, and boom, it pops. It makes it a little more.
Ooh, I like it. Yeah, it's like a team-building exercise.
Exactly. And those for those that are uncoordinated, you see it right away because they don't get it. They're always behind. That's usually me.
Yeah.
I'm actually doing a little happy hour right now.
All right. Well, you know, there was a bar in New York at the time that I left, right before you left, called The Happiest Hour.
Is this another Remember When?
Remember When?
Tell us about The Happiest Hour.
It was in the West Village. Great setup. The bar was one of those bars that you could see both sides. They had a great menu, and they had a sneaky downstairs. Like, the key was to go downstairs and lounge and then come up. This isn't much of a Remember When.
I'll come over the top of your Remember When with a better one. So I worked at a small startup. And
I worked at a small startup.
In Seattle. Okay. Not the same startup.
All right.
Not the same startup. This was one where the CFO and CEO cooked the books and we were out of job, like, without notice. And I went and lived in a buddy's basement for like 4 months on unemployment. That was fun. Nice. Thanks, Phil. So this was a very casual work environment, all cubicles, all inside sales, making calls. And it was one of those where, quite candidly, I would get the paper, you know, and sneak away to the bathroom for a good 30 minutes every morning, hoping no one noticed. Get in my Seattle Times time, do some research, read the sports page, etc. So very loose, not very, you know, I guess there weren't very intelligent managers. They would usually just walk the floor and kind of, I don't know. I really just saw no purpose.
See if you were still alive.
Exactly. Do you still have a pulse? Are you still making calls? Are you going to close a deal today? That type of thing. So one night we all decided to go to happy hour. And that day, well, you're usually in jeans, you know, maybe a polo shirt, nothing too extravagant, right? Well, I forgot my keys at work and we went to a happy hour. It was a Thursday.
Like walking distance?
Yeah, walking distance. But then, so.
Wasn't sure if you did a line bike down there.
there was no Lime bikes at this time. Could have stolen someone's bike, but so I would take the bus to work, and our work was in like Pioneer Square, in Seattle. So it's about 2 miles from my house. Yeah. Well, we go to happy hour, and there's a contingent of us that live on Queen Anne. So we decided to bar hop from there back. Well, I get home, it's like 1 a.m. I don't have my keys. I can't get in. I can't get into the building either. I have to sleep on like one of my coworkers. I'm like, what do? He gives me a white t-shirt to wear into work the next day.
Wow. I thought you were going to say you were going to go in the same clothes.
No, I couldn't. He gives me a white t-shirt.
And just turn the t-shirt inside out.
The collar inside out too.
Yeah. Just pop the collar. Maybe they won't notice it's the same color.
He wears a medium. I walk in there with an ultra tight shirt on. My manager looks at me sideways. And I think I left at 1 that day. I mean, there's always that guy or gal, right? Goes a little too hard at happy hour. The other part to it is, like yourself, no one thinks about the food portion.
No.
Again, unless you're getting $2 tacos too, or dollar tacos.
And you know what? You know what I did while you were sleeping?
Wow. Go ahead.
While you were sleeping, I broke down the top 5 things to order at happy hour. Do you want to get in on this? Do you want to give your top 5, or you want to banter off my top 5?
Why don't we banter, and I bet I can come up with a top 3 at least.
Okay. All right. Number 5, you got to get a quesadilla. It's delicious. They're small. They're bite-sized. Everyone likes a quesadilla. You got to go with the quesadilla.
They're always on happy hour too. You know why? Because it's all it is a cheese and a tortilla. How easy is that for them? They either microwave it or they have a nice little flat top. If they're crisp. Oof. Yes, yeah, agreed.
I don't care what kind of restaurant it is, they have a quesadilla.
You better have a good top 4, because that's a solid number 5.
Number 4, sliders. Those little guys, those little burgers. Those little sliders, so delicious. Either burgers, you can go chicken, you can go whatever you want. You got to get some sliders. Everyone loves sliders.
If you're not serving a slider on a King's Hawaiian bun, you're not doing it right.
Wow.
Don't give me a day old bun that's like, you know, already stale. Give
you don't want nice... Wonder Bread on your slider?
No. that's not technically a slider. King's Hawaiian. The only way you're making a reputable slider in my mind.
Wow. Okay. I like it.
Slider, by the way, quesadilla is better than slider.
Okay. All right.
Any day.
You're open to banter. Give me all the cheese. You're open to banter.
Wait. Here's how you could modify the slider. Give me a King's Hawaiian bun with a ton of cheese in between. There you go.
What is that, a slider quesadilla?
Exactly. It's a slider dillo. Number 3.
Speaking of cheese, this item has a lot of cheese. It's got guacamole. It's got sour cream. It might even have some chicken or steak on it. You got to go with some nachos if you're getting happy hour.
No, here is where you're wrong. There is no way you are getting happy hour nachos with guacamole, sour cream, or chicken or steak. You are getting some chips out of a bag with that. You know, government cheese sprinkled on it, put in a microwave for 30 seconds and throw it on your table.
The chips are stale.
Exactly.
Yeah. I just nachos right now. So I tried to weave them in.
They might get you a side of jalapenos. Maybe if you're lucky. Maybe
if you're lucky.
Quesadilla. Sliderdilla. Number 2.
Number 2, you got to go some wings. You got to get some wings.
How do you do your wings? We've discussed this, but there is a right way and a wrong way in my mind.
Do you get boneless wings?
No, it's not about the bone.
Oh, you get the sauce on the side.
Exactly. Here's why. 1, your fingers aren't all gunked up from all the, you know, buffalo sauce. Why do you need all that buffalo sauce, by the way? It's too much buffalo.
I don't know.
Unless you're from Buffalo and can handle that much buffalo sauce, you don't need that much buffalo sauce. Here's the other reason I say that.
Remember
you can dip. Go ahead. Remember when?
So when I was in college, I played baseball a couple years.
No, you didn't.
I did. There was a rookie night, and there was a chicken place on campus called Cluck You Chicken, and they had 911 sauce, which you had to sign a waiver for in order to compete. And you had to eat a basket, and you couldn't drink milk. And so, like, every, like, freshman year, sophomore year, there's people coming home, like, they're just, like, blood everywhere, blisters on their lips. So we have rookie night for baseball. Like, you can't have that anymore. No hazing. Kids, no hazing right. ever. They put the 911 sauce around the rim of the cups and give us beer to drink. We're like, all right, thanks. Halfway into the night, I'm like, why are my lips chapped? My lips are on fire right now because they put the 911 sauce on the cups.
I can't feel my tongue.
Yeah, it was so genius, but it was brutal.
Side note, I just Googled you.
Yeah.
Kyle wins Santa Clara baseball in the top 12 hits. They, you know, note like, oh, we've got Wynn, we've got Santa Clara baseball, but missing Kyle with a little strike through it. You need to call Google. Tell them to optimize their search engine.
You know, well, I can't say I made much of an impact. Well, there's probably no reason for me to be in
that. You probably got kicked off of the team as a sophomore for hazing the kids during rookie night.
No, I'm not that kind of person. I'm more of a team builder than a enemy.
You were doing trust falls.
Exactly.
Number two. Wait. One more call. Let me get back to the Wings. Wings were number two. I forgot. So,
where would Wings go on your list? I almost put them at number one.
You know what? Wings are wonderful. Again, if you do what, like I said, sauce on the side. That way, you can do multiple dips into whatever you want. You can make your own dipping concoction. Much better that way. You can get honey mustard, you get ranch, you get your buffalo sauce, you get barbecue sauce. Listen, you don't have to choose one sauce. You get multiple sauces. So it's almost like you can have ranch wings, you can have lemon, you know, just defined by your dipping. Diverse dipping. I'm going to copyright that. Buffalo Wild Wings will pay me millions.
We're never going there again. Remember we went there?
Another
the Blazers win? Game? Like, I was sick for 2 days. My stomach was killing me.
The nachos weren't even melted cheese. They were the sauce.
No, it was disgusting.
I mean, just a ladle of cheese.
Pro tip, if you're in Portland and it's 2 a.m, do not go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
But that's the only place open.
I know.
God, that was bad. All right, number one. Give me a drum
roll. Number one. I kind of wanted to go wings with number one, but I feel like I should have got some kind of alcohol on there. So I, number one.
Wait. I thought this was only food items.
Oh, no. This is just whatever's on the happy hour menu.
Well, you ask me my top five, then it'd be Tito's and soda.
So I'm going cold beer. Number one, cold beer. And depending on how much time's left, it should probably be 5, 6, or 7 beers. Got to get your money's worth. Cold beer, number one.
That's excessive. And if you're
maybe you're buying them for your buddies.
So you're saying 5, 6, 7 beers, you drink one, pass out the others?
Yeah, if they don't drink.
You know what? That's a power move. That's a power happy hour move. You know why? What? You bank the beers. Hey, I got you a beer. Here you go, buddy. All during happy hour, you get all your friends' beers. Boom. The minute happy hour is over, hey, you owe me a beer, bud. Why don't you grab me that? You just saved yourself $20.
Yeah. What's even better is if someone else's card down and you get all the beers on someone else's card and then you get free beers later because everyone thinks you bought the beers at happy hour.
I love it. All right. Let me get into my, I'm not going to bring alcohol in my mind or to mine. Okay. You omitted two key ones. Okay. Maybe three.
Wow. I didn't know you were a celery guy.
Yeah, exactly. I don't mind. Peanuts? No. Bar mix? No. I'm going to go your street taco.
Ooh, okay.
Those, yeah. I mean, you can't screw up a street taco. Just two corn tortillas on the bed, some nice meat, maybe some onions, some cilantro, some salsa. Perfect for happy hour. And they're gluten-free. See, I'm looking out for all the gluten-free people that listen to us, which is approximately six. I would think there's another one, and that would be, I mean, it's sushi related.
Okay.
I would go tuna
tartare?
Not your tuna tartare. No, I would go with your standard, like, not, I want to go like spicy tuna roll is generally where I'd go to. It's filling. It's good for you for the most part. You're getting a good protein in. You're not eating nacho cheese. But then also your standard bar food, I would go with tater tots.
Oh, I love tater tots. Yeah,
you can't beat tater tots.
I missed out big on that one. That would probably be, looking back, that might go number one over beer for me. How did I miss tater tots? Yeah, I love tater tots.
Who doesn't love tater tots?
Yeah.
All right, we extended this happy hour. It's almost, we could take this another hour and 40 minutes and do a whole happy hour happy hour.
Wow. I don't know if I have enough content for that.
You have any good happy hour? I mean, how many times have you been approached for happy hour in the last year?
So I will say this. East Coast, when you don't drive to work and you're taking the bus or subway or boat, happy hour is all the time when you live in New York.
I will tell you, I have a remember when.
You and Pork used to go to happy hour 5 days a week.
Pork and I had a, honestly, we'd be like, all right, who are we taking out tonight? We had about like 10 common customers.
Yeah.
And I might get fired for this, but, you know,
no one listens.
We would be like, all right, we would make an effort, right? We would make an effort. Or, you know, we had a conscience, we had somewhat of a, you know, idea that obviously we wanted these customers to come hang out with us, but if they didn't, in the event they didn't, right? Well, we've already partaken in some drinks, you know.
Well, they're on the calendar invite. That's
it's sitting in drafts, but we thought about it. So we would, it would be either, what was the Italian place not far from Two Penn? It was where
everyone in the garden.
It was to the, I guess it would have been to the north of the garden, like up on, up towards 8th maybe.
Okay.
It was where everyone said they were when the stock market crashed, like Lehman Brothers. Everyone was there when they heard about it. It was a mess. Like the bar was decimated. They had no more booze left.
Wow. That's because you and Pork came through.
Well, was it Lido? No.
I think it might be Lido.
It might have been Lido.
Does it have a rooftop?
Look that up. No. Do some quick research for that. Lido, Manhattan. Not Lido. Lido's a bar that...
There's Lido in Harlem.
Anyway, so it would be either there or that when they opened up, it got nice out. There was always that outdoor... was like in between our office.
Were you and Pork at Sbarro's and downstairs Penn Station?
Yeah. Pork took happy hour a little too literally one time and had to sleep in the bottom of Penn Station.
Wow.
That's amazing. He showed up and he said he had to go buy a new wardrobe at Books Brothers as soon as they opened. Yeah, but for happy hours for us, it was, you're right. It's when you had the density of, okay, there's a lot more options, one. Mm-hmm. Two, a lot more people can just take another train in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And a lot more people ended up missing the train entirely. Another Pork story, he missed the train and then he got in a cab and the address, he wasn't too cognizant to actually tell the driver where he lived. And so the driver took his ID from his wallet to find out, and then he hadn't changed his ID yet. So they dropped him off at his parents' house at 4 a.m. Like upstate New York, and the driver went to the door and said, "You owe me $300."
Oh, did his mom or dad answer the door?
Yeah, I think it was his mom. So she got his wallet, gave him $350. Pork woke up like an hour and a half later, and his mom kicked him out.
that's a successful happy hour. You get drunk, the company expenses it, and your mom pays for your cab, and you get a little nap in between.
Probably some bacon and eggs, too.
Mom, make some meatloaf.
Oh, we've had those happy hours would lead to some fun things. But you're right. I think there's more options when you're in the East Coast, or at least in New York, right?
Yeah.
That's all I got for happy hours. I'm done.
Let's wrap this up.
What are we going to come up with?
Where they can find us.
They can find us everywhere you get your podcast. Literally everywhere. We are everywhere. Check out our YouTube channel as well. You'll see me dunking on Kyle despite him hanging on my back.
True story.
And then me almost falling through the set. We need to get a bigger hoop for Kyle's court. It's taking off, by the way. Didn't you get a call from ESPN?
Yeah. They wanted to put you in their not so top 10.
No, they wanted to put me in the top 10. Look at this guy. He can dunk with someone else hanging on him on a 2-foot hoop. No, you can get us wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Instagram. Check out our YouTube station. Is it YouTube station or channel, Kyle?
YouTube channel, Western Standard Time. It's not the ska band. It's the funny guys talking sports. Western Standard Time.
One of my buddies actually asked me, he's like, Western Standard, that's not actually a word. I'm like, yeah, you don't get it? He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, there's an Eastern Standard Time, Central Standard Time, and then a Pacific. What does Pacific mean? He's like, oh, I guess you're right. Exactly. That's a good name. People are a little dense, but Western Standard Time. Again, follow us Instagram, follow our Twitter. Kyle, you've been tweeting.
@WST_podcast, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. We're everywhere.
Boom.
Oh.